19 Keys, and this is
High Level Conversation.
To this day, let's say if a Kanye West or somebody puts out a album and they talking the most shit to the system, it creates like glimmers, the feeling of safety, because it's like, oh, we must be entered a new time. We can say this now, right? This is the time we in, and there's somebody saying that, yeah, we can say this now. You feel me? Now let's enter into the house and take what we want. You feel me? It's like, that's why, you know, musicians and people who play in media, you know what I'm saying, get the most smoke from the people, because they supposed to be putting the signals out there to letting us know what time it is. Yeah. Instead of they're distracting with their signals, letting the masses know what time it is. Oh, we still got these things under control. Oh, don't worry about it. They're still on this type of vibration. But certain times when we hear certain things, it's a signal for those who ready, like, oh, this playing on the radio. Oh, it's this time for this thing. It's successful. Oh, this person. Like, we always looking for those signals. And we stop playing in the collective consciousness and start playing in the individual affairs. So therefore, we don't look for the collective to do anything. We look for individuals to do something. The collective was the one singing. The individual was working on the behalf of the collective, right? But the collective and the individual had to work together for the same exact cause. But when we exalt the deities and praise the gods for giving nothing, right? Now we don't get anything for our, you know, definition and our worship. The gods don't give you nothing anymore, right? So you have to get back to a point where people know how to create collectivism and importantize what's good for the collective versus a collective just worship the individual.
Now, interesting you say that, because from a statecraft perspective, this is a elevated conversation, high level conversation.
Yes, sir.
So if we were participants in statecraft, it would be foolhardy for us to think that the lumpen group, the collective, actually desires to collectively be empowered.
Nah, that's a fact.
And that has killed so many leaders speaking on people that don't want no help, no how.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I don't know if people notice, Martin Luther King got stabbed in the chest with a fingernail file prior to getting shot. A person of color.
Yeah.
You heard? Tried to kill him. Bringing the collective. People don't notice a religious, zealous person killed Martin Luther King mama.
Mm.
Okay? So the collective is a very dangerous thing if they don't have a cultural iconography. And as you said before, I heard you speak on this, we might look the same, but we got ethnic differences.
Exactly.
You see? So
you find your tribe season.
Yeah. Like some people might have a prolonged journey with and feel disenfranchised and feel like black people need to do this, black people need to do this. I'll be like, I don't know what kind of black people y'all be around.
I think it's because we don't know how to measure things properly and what the size of a thought needs to be, right? Sometimes we think too big and sometimes we think too small, right? So when we think about unity, sometimes we think too big. We need everybody to be on board.
Correct.
Right? And it's like, nah, let's bring that in. You need about 5 people.
Thank you.
10 people. You can go take over something with
you
that.
You can Wu-Tang them.
When they want to send you in to destabilize a country, they don't send in a whole army.
They do not.
They send in a small little brigade of soldiers, maybe like 5-10 of them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not what they're doing. So sometimes, and then we think too small on when we talk about the future. And as we talk about planetary affairs, everybody doesn't have to do the same thing. And that's the whole point. Everybody has this ego of wanting to be a master, but not wanting to take any of the actions of the master at all. And it's like,
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wait a minute. It's okay to admire somebody living in the fullness of their zenith and their potential, but for you to be envious of that is you completely ignoring whatever yours is, right? That person could have built the plane. You were supposed to goddamn paint it. You were supposed to come up with the design and paint it, but now you so enthralled with the engineer who was able to come up with the design of the plane, you didn't think of how you can add value on top of that design to actually learn what is the best colors, what is the science of what the color we should put in the sky for, right? That could have been your contribution. But we have the, now everybody has gotten a taste of what it's like to be a worship, right? Social media gives us the taste of worship, right? You get to get liked, you get to get loved, you get to get commented on, you get press, you get media, people share, right? Everybody is being worshiped in a world, whether it's a micro or in a macro sense, right? Now, the question becomes, is what are you worship for, right? So when we give people all this worship and all this love for nothing, right, then what do I need to do if I can get it for nothing, right? I was always, the messenger wrote, you know, we love the devil because he gives us nothing, right? When somebody praises you for vanity, right, that's nothing. What have you done for your look? You were born, right? Now, the development of your mind and the skill set, I can attribute the work, the process, what it takes in order for you to develop that. So now I can calculate your value. I can calculate your strength, right? But people don't know, and we've lost the ability to calculate our true value, our intrinsic value, what we're really worth, because everybody is being worshipped for nothing. And everybody thinks they deserve to be worshipped for nothing because they see somebody else being worshipped sometimes for nothing and or for something, right? There was never a term that they always say there's nothing new under the sun. Never said this. But the idea is, yeah, nothing is new under the sun because there's always be nothing in the world, right? But something is always new under the sun, and that's you. And you and your unique signature of what you can do, right, is something new, which is the value of what you can add. So if you add you to the universe, if you add you to this collective pool, now I can attribute what your worth is, right? I can weigh that at the end of your life based on your deeds and your contributions and say, ah, this was the worth of that life. This is what they did, right? And this is what they've added. So going back to being your magi, learning the greatness of you, yeah, you study what is my season? What is my cycle? What type of mind I have? What colors excite me, right? What is the best time for me to move? Right? Learning all about yourself. Now you can start putting stuff in your imagination and say, okay, this is what I'm going to bring out because you know what's in you. But school, we don't got a school of mystic arts to where we're trying to figure out what type of person this is to bring out all that they have in them. The teachers don't know the arts. They can't teach you about the best times to move and do, right? They're not trying to give you the basis of what makes you who you are. So there are few people that learn that about themselves. They say, hey, this is me. This is what I'm here for. And then the rest get enthralled by that. Wait a minute, you figured it out? Who taught you? The questions you get asked in the interview the most is, what's your journey like? What was that point? Because people are trying to figure out how do they duplicate the process, right, of being your own goddamn magician and bring out your magic.
Well, I was through with it before they knew what to do with it. I'm always changing and stitching up my shit. I got I have a new perspective on life.
Yeah.
That harkens back on the old one in my childlike mind.
Mm.
That I had the most beneficial time on the planet when I did not have expectations.
Mm.
When I just knew it was going to be fun there. I didn't know what kind of fun it was going to be, but I knew it was going to be fun there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the same thing that we got to kind of generally do in in our world at large, like moving forward, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Entering into the world, the realm of destiny, without actually having expectations as to the outcome. Just knowing that good can only come out of good, and that's right. It. You know what I'm saying?
So I wanted to...
I'm 19 Keys, and this is high-level conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.